Was the disengagement process, considering the fact of your heavy commitment in your law practice, was this a problem? Took you, what, a month or so, did it?
Yeah, well, I was sworn in June 4th. No, it really wasn't a problem because I had, within the firm, a number of people who were willing to help, and I was able to get in touch with my clients very quickly. I think I did most of it by telephone and said, you know, I'm willing to transfer the file or whatever to anybody you want. If you want someone in this firm to handle the matter, I'm perfectly willing to see that it gets handled properly for you. But whatever your desires are, we'll accommodate to them. And I guess there were a couple of people that wanted something to go to Jackson or Ann Arbor but a lot of my clients, Michigan Milk Producers Association was my largest single client at that time. I was general counsel of that organization. And I had given them a little bit of warning about it. Just the manager on a confidential basis. And there was another instance. They observed the confidentiality of our discussion. And they wanted to continue with the firm, and we got somebody here to move in on that, and so that's the way that was taken care of. But it was not a terribly difficult problem. And one of the side notes with a quasi-humorous aspect is that we had kept this so tight that the firm had just ordered a whole batch of new stationery. I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of new stationery with a name on it, which, of course, the minute I went on the bench had to be thrown away. So we got a lot of scrap paper out of that.
The firm name then switched to what? Foster
Swift. Foster Swift and Collins, and the reason it later became Foster Swift Collins and Coey. The reason that it remained just Foster Swift and Collins was that we all realized that I had to withstand election in 76, and there was no guarantee that I would be reelected, and there would be a slight possibility that if I didn't, I might come back and so forth, and so they wanted to keep that option open. On that particular point, when I was not successful in 76 and Blair Moody defeated me, the firm got in touch with me right away and said, "Are you coming back?" and were most cordial about it. But I felt at the time that, when they got in touch with me, I hadn't talked with anybody else about doing anything else, and I thought that maybe I would. But also, the firm had made its adjustments to my not being here. The clients that I had were happy with the lawyers in the firm with whom they were working, and for me to come back and take those, or try to take those clients back and so forth, would have been a little bit sticky. And I could see the possibility of there being some other elements of stickiness to coming back in after, although it was only something less than 2 years. Nevertheless, changes had been made, and the firm was operating very well without me. So I decided that I would wait before I made that decision, and then eventually, as you know, I made a decision to go elsewhere, and so it wasn't until that stint was done that I came back to the firm.